在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Chapter 9. The curious thing about being told to sleep on it, a phrase which here means, as I'm sure you know, to go to bed thinking about something and reach a conclusion in the morning,is that you usually can't. If you were thinking over a dilemma, you are likely to toss and turn all night long, thinking over terrible things that can happen and trying to imagine what in the world you can do about it. And these circumstances are unlikely to result in any sleeping at all. Just last night, I was troubled by a decision involving an eyedropper, a greedy night watchman, and a tray of individual custards,And this morning I am so tired that I can scarcely type these woofs. And so it was with the Baudelaire orphans that night, after Esme's squalor had told them to sleep on it and decide the next morning whether or not to throw Madame Lulu to the lions and join Count Olaf's troop. The children, of course, had no intention of becoming part of a band of villains or tossing anyone into a deadly pit.But Esme had also asked them what in the world they would do if they decided not to join Olaf, and this was the question that kept them tossing and turning in their hammocks, which are particularly uncomfortable places to toss and turn. The Baudelaires hoped that instead of joining Count Olaf, they would travel through the hinterlands in a motorized roller coaster cart of Violet's invention, accompanied by Madame Lulu in her undisguised identity of Olivia,along with the archival library from underneath the table of the fortune-telling tent, in the hopes of finding one of the Baudelaire parents alive and well at the BFD headquarters in the Mortmain Mountains. But this plan seemed so complicated that the children worried over all that could go wrong and spoil the whole thing. Violet thought about the lightning device that she planned to turn into a fan belt, and worried that there wouldn't be sufficient torque,to make the carts move the way they needed to. Klaus worried that the archival library wouldn't contain specific directions to the headquarters, and they would get lost in the mountains, which were rumored to be enormous, confusing, and filled with wild animals. Sunny worried that they might not find enough to eat in the hinterlands, and all three Baudelaires worried that Madame Lulu would not keep her promise, and would reveal the orphan's disguise,when Count Olaf asked about them the next morning. The siblings worried about these things all night, and though in my case the dessert chef managed to find my hotel room and knock on my window just before dawn, the Baudelaire orphans found that when morning came and they were done sleeping on it, they hadn't reached any other conclusion but that their plan was risky and the only one they could think of.As the first rays of the sun shone through the window onto the potted plants, the Baudelaires quietly lowered themselves out of their hammocks. Hugo, Colette, and Kevin had announced that they were ready to join Count Olaf's troop and didn't need to sleep on it, and as so often happens with people who have nothing to sleep on, the children's co-workers were sleeping soundly and did not awaken as the siblings left the caravan to get to work on their plan.Count Olaf and his troop had dug the lion's pit alongside the ruined roller coaster, so close that the children had to walk along its edge to reach the ivy-covered carts. The pit was not very deep, although its walls were just high enough that nobody could climb out if they were thrown inside, and it was not very large, so all the lions were as crowded together as they had been in the trailer. Like the Baudelaire's co-workers,The lions must not have had much to sleep on, and they were still dozing in the morning sun. Sound asleep, the lions did not look particularly ferocious. Some of their manes were all tangled, as if no one had brushed them for a long time, and sometimes one of their legs twitched, as if they were dreaming of better days. On their backs and bellies were several nasty scars from the whippings Count Olaf had given them.Which made the Baudelaires sore just looking at them. And most of the lions were very, very thin, as if they had not eaten a good meal in quite some time.